destroying nations. Moses is speaking to God's people of Israel in Deuteronomy 9 about how God will destroy the entire nation if the people refuse to believe him and rebel against his commandments. Words of truth for other nations, too. Selections from Deuteronomy 9, most verses. Understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Do not think in your heart, after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, "Because of my righteousness the Lord has brought me to possess this land." But it is because of the wickedness of those nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their lands, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God with wrath in the wilderness. From the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. Moses continues in verse 10. Then the Lord delivered to me two tablets of stones written with the finger of God, and on them were all the words which the Lord had already spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stones, the two tablets of his covenant. Then the Lord said to me, "Arise, go down quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly, for they have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded image." Furthermore, Moses said, "The Lord spoke to me, saying, 'I have seen this people, and indeed they are a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under the heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they.'" Moses continues, "I came down from the mountain and I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God and made for yourselves a molded calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way which the Lord had commanded you. You rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him nor obey his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus, I prostrated myself before the Lord. 40 days and 40 nights I kept prostrating myself, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. Therefore I prayed to the Lord and said, 'O Lord God, do not destroy your people and your inheritance, whom you have redeemed through your greatness. Lest the land from which you brought us should say, "Behold, the Lord was not able to bring them to the land he had promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness." Yet, Lord, they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched hand.